This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The ag industry did make some inroads during the Trump administration, but President Biden brings a new set of challenges. Jay Truitt with Policy Solutions says one big change will be the loss of three big voices for agriculture.
But there is no way that you can deny that the voids created by Colin Peterson and Pat Roberts not being in the room, Mr. Conway as well, and a handful of other members, that'll be a game changer for some people.
And while the GOP did gain a few seats in the House, Mike Torrey with Mike Torrey Associates says they lost a few on the other side.
Going over to the Senate side, you know, I don't see as much of a change. A lot of those folks, obviously a little bit more steady and seasoned and have been around for a while, and they all have a little bit higher priority for agriculture in rural America because all of their states have it. So the challenge is going to be there.
And Torrey says the urban members bring a different voice than those from rural America.
If you look at kind of the constituents for the Democratic Party, normally they come at these issues, and we saw this during the Obama administration, and I believe we'll see it during the Biden administration. They come at these issues more nutrition-focused.
Torrey says that's become more difficult because the nutrition community tends to be more critical of production agriculture.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.